Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. We have a fantastic episode on a few very special videos that came out recently. The first one is Space with Markiplier.
Welcome aboard the Invincible 2, Captain. Glad to have you here. Took you long enough, but let me give you the grand tour before we embark. This is my pride and joy. My baby. Well, your baby, I guess now. But I made her, and the baby will always remember her. Father.
So recently, we did an episode on Markiplier on this podcast, and I talked about what an amazing creator is, and honestly, kind of just realized how good of a guy he truly is when researching him. As I said in the last episode about Markiplier, he has 32.5 million subscribers, and is just a true YouTube OG. And in that video, or that podcast, I also talked about, you know, a special series he did called A Heist with Markiplier. And In a Heist with Markiplier was a very, like, a YouTube original, super well put together video, and it was a choose your own adventure style, like whole production, where you went through this heist and it sent you on different paths and all of that. And recently, 7 days ago, In Space with Markiplier was released, part one was released. It has 7.2 million views as of now and is amazing. So here's what I'll say. This was done with YouTube originals and is honestly just really great. Everything about it is amazing and really special. You can tell that a lot of work went into the actors or the performances, the sets, the effects, the storylines. Everything was really cool. Now, I won't lie. I have not finished, you know, every storyline. There's a lot of different endings. I've only gone through once or twice, but it was a long experience. I think it must have been like 30 minutes, maybe even 40, but I think it was like 30. If you were like really thinking and went through different videos, went through different paths, I definitely spent 30 minutes playing around with it. But I try to follow one path and end up getting one video. And what I think that Markiplier does really well is he is able to make a fun story, like a story that's entertaining, that kind of gets you captured in, kind of gets you to care about, you know, the storyline because you're making choices, but he also makes it fun. He adds different Easter eggs to his fandom and just, you know, just fun different concepts for, you know, anybody outside of his fandom who may be playing it, and it makes it really enjoyable. So when you're playing through this game, you can just, you know, if you're involved with Markiplier and been on the YouTube platform, it's a really good time. You have, like, Pam Horton being in there, Bob, Chica, a bunch of different, I don't know, like, fun people that just make it so enjoyable that, like, you know you're watching a Markiplier video, but it's done to such a grand scale and so fun and so such an expansive universe that it's crazy. Because, like, when things like this happen, things to this scale, I mean, A Heist with Markiplier was very impressive too, don't get me wrong. But when you have something with this, you know, much special effects and this much effort put into it and this many different pathways, because you're not making one linear story. It would be really easy for Markiplier to go in and say, hey, we're just going to make like a movie about space, and it's going to be, you know, 40 minutes long. But instead, he went out and he said, okay, I'm going to make a choose-your-own-adventure thing. He's bringing the viewers into it, allowing them to have choices and making this an interactive experience, which I think what YouTube is all about, this you're closer to your fans, and he still kind of captures that, even though he has such a high, you know, production level. Like, he has those, you know, inside jokes, and he has those, like, interactability to the video that just make it in, I think, a league of his own. And why I think it's so impressive is you just think about, you know, someone like Markiplier coming, you know, from, how many years ago is it? 9 years ago now, recording games in his, you know, dark room, playing video games for a camera. That's all you need, playing Amnesia, to going to Austin, I think he went, and making a full-scale TV show space production about space. The fact that you can, you know, gain going from something like just making videos and then making this large-scale production that gaming can support that is honestly wild, and I think it speaks a lot about the legitimacy that YouTube is starting to have. Projects like this and some of the other game shows going on, I think, are, you know, really bringing YouTube a credibility that I really appreciate. And I think that we'll only see it go up. I think it's really good. I think part two is going to be really good. I want to go through more of the endings. Everything was done well. I don't want to spoil anything, so I also don't think I'm going to include audio clips. I don't think I'll have time. I don't want to get too far into it, but just watch it. Appreciate the effort he's made. Appreciate what he has done as a man for making this content so amazing and also free. He's done this large project, I know I keep repeating myself, but done it while being uniquely him, which I think is true to YouTube and true to the spirit of YouTube. And I only hope he does more. And I'm excited for part two. I think Wade also might have been in it. Okay. The second video that I want to talk about this week is another interesting one, which is Mr. Beast. So Mr. Beast, whenever he releases a video, it's always, I feel like, an event. Now, Mr. Beast released a video that says $10,000 every day you survive in prison, where he put someone in a room and had given $10,000 for every day. And there had this whole catch to it where he had a bunch of items to start with, like a TV, a pool table, like a PlayStation, and he would take away an item every day, like that. That already has 26 million views, and that was 2 days ago. And I think that's a bit interesting. You know, if we just talk about the last video, and I talk about, you know, the sentimental meaning to it, the meaning of a larger industry, and the meaning that it just has generally, you know, of someone so, like, you know, precious to the YouTube community, making something for the fans and all of that. In this video, already has more views in, you know, 5 less days. That's kind of crazy. Not only more views, but over, like, 20 million more views, which is just wild. But Mr. Beast, you know, produced another banger. He did that content, and I'm not going to spoil the video, but it was really sweet. It was a lot more emotional than I thought, and a lot more, you know, cool than I thought to watch. He kept it short, enjoyable. He does a very good job of just, you know, making everything, I don't know how to say it, like, he does a good job of making everything enjoyable and short, you know, within my attention span, within a normal person's attention span, but very active. And I thought this was a good video. But, like, you have to wonder, like, how far are we going to go? Mr. Beast is just giving a lot of people money, you know? And I like Mr. Beast. I think what he does is great for YouTube. I do think, as Ludwig says, he just always makes bangers. But he put someone in prison and then gave them $10,000 any day. And this person was getting, like, depressed of being lonely and not seeing their girlfriends and all of this. And I don't know. I feel like we're going to hit a point where it becomes, okay, how extreme are we getting, you know? And I think that's, you know, along what people were trying to say with the, like, Squid Game criticism. Because when Mr. Beast said the Squid Game video, there's a lot of criticism that, you know, okay, so now this was supposed to be a whole commentary on, like, how wealth controlled people, and now you're doing it in real life. And I was like, okay, you don't have to go up in arms about that. But I do think there's going to be, like, a point. There's a line that could be crossed. I don't know exactly what it is. But I think we could get to the point in the Mr. Beast channel where, like, you know, let's not put human suffering, make humans suffer for money, you know, for content. Let's not, like, cross that line. Now, do I think Mr. Beast would ever, like, intentionally do that? Do I think he's trying to do that? Do I think he ever wants? We'll get close. Realistically, no. He's a very charitable person. He just likes giving and helping. And, you know, to do it more and to do it on a grander scale, he has to make good YouTube videos. So, you know, one supports the other. YouTube videos do well, so he can give. That's just how it works. But, like, I feel like what I'm kind of saying is, there's a possible point in the future that he jumps the shark in some way, you know? There's a possible point where, you know, there comes a point in time where Mr. Beast released a video. I don't know. I will give you $10,000 every day. You spend 50 hours, like, hours buried alive. So you spend 10 hours buried alive. Like, when he does it, you're like, okay, you're subjecting yourself to it. But I'm wondering, are we ever going to get to a point where he's like, okay, I'm going to make people, like, face their fears. Or have, like, oh, if you get, I don't know. If you live in the jungle for every day you live in the jungle, I'll give you $50,000. Like, when's going to be the point that he crosses that people are going to be like, oh. I mean, we did kind of see what the Squid Game thing, but I feel like there will be a point where we hit that. And I don't know how major of a scandal will be, or if it will even happen, if it will be a scandal. But I see in the future there being a point, you know, just how things have to escalate for him to keep staying relevant and him to keep making bangers. I feel like there's going to be a point where it'd be like, oh, that was a bit weird. He made that, you know, person go through like a very traumatic experience for money, like, that's a bit odd. And now, I think these people would be willing to step out, you know, if they wanted to. And obviously, they do have that choice. But we live in a very difficult financial world where people could risk their, you know, physical and mental health for money. And they have a doctor to step in and, you know, make sure that nothing bad happens. But there's always a possibility. And I just don't want to see that happen. So I hope Mr. Beast keeps a level head and has a team around him that maybe can stop being like, hey, let's, like, you know, make sure that, you know, we're not getting to a point where we're exploiting people. And I don't think he would ever intend to do that, as I said, but it's a scary, like, possibility in my mind. It's gonna be a short episode this week. I've seen your suggestions, your Thug. I've seen, I just been busy these past 2 weeks, so I have had to do some quick ones. But yeah, to YouTube, greats doing two YouTube bangers. That's all that happened this week, and that's pretty awesome. Michael Reeves also released a video. I'll just talk about that briefly. Michael Reeves released a video. I assume if you're a Michael Reeves fan, you've probably seen it. I believe it was a little while ago. I watched it when it immediately came out. It was 11 days ago. His title is, I gave my goldfish $50,000 to trade stocks. That got 6.3 million views. It was a banger video, really entertaining. Michael style, love him when he's back. He should upload more. Go watch it. He does all this great stuff. It takes him a while, but his videos flow in a way that's so specific to him and so unique. I've never met someone with such a unique pacing and just, I don't know, like a unique pacing and style to it. And I truly think that he kind of sits in his own niche that I think he owns pretty strongly. Like, William Osman obviously is his friend and all of that. But Michael has a style of video as well as the content that I think will remain truly his for a long time to come. And I think that he is just pretty awesome in that regard. I think that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you guys for all the positive reviews and sticking with me. I really appreciate that. I'll see you next time. Goodbye. I just, like, saluted at, like, the microphone that, like, no one was watching. I'm not recording this. That was kind of weird. That was whack. See you guys next time. Bye.